It is April 18, 2024. It is 7:12 a.m. So, today's supposed to be a lot better than yesterday. Supposed to be. But we'll see how better it is. It is very foggy outside. But at the same time, it's supposed to be warm. It's supposed to be the high of 15 today. But we'll see if this is actually going to do well. Because yesterday was pretty, it's pretty cold. The wifey was telling me the temperature dropped so much that whatever she was wearing was inadequate because of the cold. So, I don't know. We'll see how that's going to play out on today's weather. I am planning to go grocery shopping this afternoon, probably around 2, 3 o'clock p.m. I do need to go get some for dinner tonight and for tomorrow's lunch for Michelle, the wifey, because she asked for some lunch tomorrow. Because unfortunately, the places around her work has been closing down because of the redevelopment. So the places that she normally goes to for lunch has been closed or got moved. So it's kind of disappointing that area where she work has been is being redeveloped for more expensive condos. But the good thing about it is they have a new subway line going through there. That's a very controversial subway line. But at the same time, too, the property value will go up because of the subway, right? So it's always the case. As soon as you introduce a mass transit project in the area, it will do good. Unfortunately, it's being run by a company that has a tendency to underestimate the job schedule, the project schedule, and increase it by another 20 years. Put it this way, we're supposed to have a light rail going across two cities. Unfortunately, that stretch has been in construction for almost 20 years now. So it's pretty bad. They said that it's supposed to be done in 10 years, 10, 15, 10 years, but it's been done for 20. They added another 10 years. So by the time my nieces and nephew goes to work full time, the rails should be opening up. Thank you. Company starts with an M in Ontario. Just letting you know, the project is cross town. Just letting you know, if you're from Ontario, Toronto, you know what I'm talking about. If you're from out of town listening, just type Ontario, Ontario, Crosstown. It's Crosstown. Yeah, sorry about that. It is Crosstown. Yeah. So I'm just literally just making breakfast right now. So it's, I'll double check. I'm just making breakfast. I'm eating pandesal. It's a Filipino sweet bread rolled. It's very good. It's one of my favorites. I'm just heating that up in a pan and ready for consumption. Typically, I got everything already like rolling when I started my log, but unfortunately, it's 7:15, so I'm a little behind schedule right now. But yeah. Now today's schedule is just going to be just double checking the project I'm doing right now. So I'm just boiling water. There's a presentation I'm doing for Friday that I do need to review the notes that came in from the architect. So I just have to review that pretty quickly. I did saw the email yesterday that it's pretty. There's only two notes. Some of the notes is just giving us a heads up that the. Some items that I'm proposing needs to consider a few things going forward, but that's fine. That's pretty straightforward. But we're going to do a use case meeting with the end user on Friday, so that's going to be fun. I only have an hour to do a presentation. It should last about 2 hours, so. But that's fine. I can go through it pretty fast. So, yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna finish making breakfast, get my coffee running, and for speaking of coffee, forgot to check. My creamer is almost done. So I'm about quarter left, so that's good. So I'll be moving to honey hopefully by end of next week. So I'm gonna start getting my honey this weekend or the following weekend, or probably today. I'm just gonna, if I have this honey there, I'll go grab it today and have that ready to go. So I can't wait. It's gonna be fun. It is 7:58 a.m. I think I just jinxed myself. I think I'm going to definitely be jinxing myself here, but I think I finished work. I finished all my work that I need to get done for next few weeks. The only thing that I need to sort out is for my presentation for tomorrow, but I just saw my notes from yesterday's email regarding comments from the architect, and the comments are pretty straightforward, nothing really fancy there. It was just design comments regarding limitations of what they currently have in the room, and the space itself. So that's actually pretty good. So all the comments that I already have, I already addressed it in my initial design, because I purposely made sure that the presentation that I submitted, that I haven't present yet because they want to review the design, the presentation was designed to actually have a meaning conversation with them first, then while I'm showing the presentation. But because we're doing this backwards, they want to see the presentation, make their comments, then the conversation to have. So typically I hand in my presentation so they can have it in their notes, present the design, get comments from them, then we go back, redesign it based on their comments, then present it again. We do it a couple of times, but this job is so small, we can only do it, we'll do it once, right? But they want to speed up the process and the timeline, so they want to see the presentation, provide their comments, then address their comments during the presentation while I'm presenting how the usability of their space. So it's just all over, it's just weird way they're doing it. So, but either way, it's done. The comments that they have was pretty straightforward, nothing really fancy, so I'm not gonna... the comments are very, very straightforward. The usability of the room is pretty simple. The scope of work in the room is pretty straightforward. So to speed up the process, I actually designed the system based on their asking, not based on what I think they should be. So worked out really well. That's already done. One thing I just have to send an email out for the job I'm doing, just to confirm calculations, but that's it. And today's plan, that's if all my work is done. So today's agenda is very simple and straightforward. Hang out in my office for a bit, just do other odds and ends, housekeeping and my files. After that, I'm planning to head out to groceries after lunch. I might have an early lunch, then head out, and after that, come home and get ready for the rest of the evening. It's gonna be a very boring day. It is 9:54 p.m. and it's pretty beautiful outside. So yeah, I just finished all my work. all the stuff, the odds and ends I'm supposed to be doing for the week before the weekend, it was done. I think I'm back to we had the peak of like busyness. Next thing you know, we're going down from that busyness because everyone's fortunately very efficient. So I have all I sent my last email about an hour ago. I'm standing by right now for anything that's coming in. I've reviewed my job that I'm supposed to be doing, but I have a site walk to review the site in 2 weeks. Like I mentioned before, the presentation, the review of the presentation is done, so that's good. So yeah, I'm just probably gonna rest for a bit. I did some stuff with my brother and my sister to finish off my mom's niche. because we're still missing a couple of items that needs to be put in there. So we're finalizing the last key item before we can go back there and finish it off. What else that needs to get done? I did a little bit more research regarding remote recording for podcasts. I think I mentioned several times that my phone will not connect to my port capture properly because of the sample rate issue. It looks like Apple is not syncing properly with the hardware. It's supposed to sync automatically, but it's not. I don't want to carry my Rodecaster Pro with me all the time, so that's why I got port capture, because of that reason. So I'm looking at several software solutions that can do the recording by voice. That's all we care about. We just need a recording of a sync record. So if I need to do that way, we are looking at doing it through Zoom or through Google Meetup, because I can still record on my end, but we'll be relying on a computer to do that. So good news is the Google Meetup can be done through the computer or through the phone. So Derek doesn't have to do anything in his end. I have to record it through my computer. So that's kind of crappy, but that's fine. I'm just going to bring it into the recorder as a mix minus. So that's one thing that needs to be addressed. Actually, to be honest with you guys, that needs to be addressed, because me is some type of like he can do it, I can do it type scenario. So we're looking at software right now to make that work. So I'm going to be testing that in the next few months to see if that works, because in this rate, if I have to, I'm just looking at a scenario that if I go away or he goes away, if we need to record a podcast, he can bring his equipment with him, or I can bring my equipment with me. At least we can we can remote record. I think the goal is to do remote recording than anything else. So we're looking at that to get that sorted out, so we can actually move on with our lives and not to be tied onto a computer or anything like that. So we're looking at that. It is a beautiful day outside. It is 11 degrees. There is breeze outside, but it's super sunny. It is incredibly sunny. So again, I think that's what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to have lunch early, head out, and do my thing and come back and be standby again. I get this feeling that when our peak of busyness kicked in a few weeks ago, I think we were just getting stuff done and going forward after that. So that was actually pretty good. So again, that worked out really well. I'm pretty happy with that. So typically my job sort of up and down of busyness versus not busyness. If we're not busy, we're just doing research. If we're not doing research, we're doing something else. If we get busy, we normally get busy for a couple of weeks, then slows down again. So again, if you have a very good process, your personal process of doing things, and it's very efficient and it's very agnostic as much as possible, you'll do well. Because frankly, I took time to create a process for myself when design things, and when I get a job that I have to design, I literally do it in a manner of getting it in a manner as efficient as possible. And the information that I have to present to the accounts executive and the salespeople to do their work, everything is interchangeable. The only thing that I have to modify on my side, different things, especially on process, is just the code that I have to recode from coming out from CAD, because I do everything in CAD for design wise. So if I need to do bill of materials or calculations, anything like that, everything comes from CAD. I extract it, and put it in as an XML to Excel, and just filter all the data from there. So it worked out really well. So it's great. I was even thinking about making it an open source so people can do whatever they want to do with it and going from there. So I'm still debating that because it's my blocks and all that good stuff. So it's my design, it's my my process. So I'm looking at possibly putting it as an open source, but we'll see. We'll see how that actually works out. I'm still in the middle of testing, refining it. If I do any doing open source, I'll let you guys know. Oh, by the way, the industry I work for is audiovisual in the integration side, the design side of audiovisual for corporate, for sorry, enterprise level installation. So that's why that's where I am. So I'm looking at doing a design side of that AV in CAD, but I'm thinking about making it open source so everyone can use it. So I'm not sure yet. We'll see. I have to play around with it a bit more, cleaning it up a bit more to find out how the best way to proceed with this. So we'll see. It is 11:48 a.m. and my last entry, I mentioned that everything that I had to do is done. So I can just relax, put my feet up, and enjoy the rest of the day. Well, as soon as I press stop on the recording, a few minutes later I received two emails asking for a series of questions regarding what they need to do their work, to do the quote for a brand new project. And the other one's question from the client asking questions regarding the design and how it's supposed to be connected. So yeah, I'm gonna stop telling people that I'm done work. I'm just gonna relax. I'm just going to say, yes, I'm working, and that's it. I literally just jinxed myself. So now I have to change my plans for the rest of the day. This is so much fun. But I am still planning to go to the store and go grocery shopping around 3. So I'm hoping to get everything done and get out of here. Enjoy the overcast day now. Yeah, we definitely have overcast day now. Compared to earlier, earlier was just sunny. So now it's just overcast. So, but the temperature still... the temperature dropped actually, so I'm going to be bundling up instead of not bundling up. Yeah, definitely jinxed myself in this one. Definitely did. It is 1 o'clock p.m. and I officially literally just jinxed myself. Apparently everyone's been talking to me through Teams, and I was added to this chat for one of the projects that's supposed to be submitted tomorrow. Apparently people have been messaging me things since yesterday around 4 o'clock. And this is the first time I'm seeing, literally I just saw all of this about half an hour ago. So I was rushing to give answers and sending stuff away. So I'm glad that this project was extended, the deadline was extended until this week. It's supposed to be finished last week. So I finished all the paperwork. And I'm literally just this tiny, tiny speck of whatever job that I have to do. It's so small that like I literally just have to write a technical paper, like a technical one pager. I did that last week, and I just had it in my my folder ready to go. So I just sent that out 10 minutes ago. So now there's a call at 4 o'clock to go through a checklist. So that means I have to be standing by until after 4 p.m. That's going to cause a little havoc in my end regarding what I need to go out. I'm supposed to go out and grab something for dinner tonight, but apparently that's not going to happen now, or it's going to happen later on. So I have to figure out what to do. Yeah. So I just have to wait now. I just have to wait until 4. I can't leave just in case they ask for anything. So I'm literally standing by now. It's like, what the WTF, man? Seriously, this is crazy. And I don't like being part of this
group chat thing. I'd rather have everyone, like, personally, I'm so used to having a deadline. Everyone shows up at the in the office, work from there, and just to make sure everything's good. If there's any last minute conversation needs to happen, everyone's there to get it done. This is brand new to me because I've never done this kind of collaboration online because I normally encourage people to the office, have a board, like a conference room, and just get into it and just like finish whatever paperwork, whatever we need to get done, will get done right then and there. So I'm kind of like not used to this. Definitely not used to this. So I might end this log so I can just stand by for this. Yeah, I think that's what I have to do. I think I just have to stand by. I'm literally in front of my computer waiting for something to happen. And I'm not sure if this is the best way to spend my time. But either way, I'm standing by, being standby for all this. This is what happened if I ending up like opening my mouth and say, hey, I have nothing to do. Now I have something to do now. Great.